This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Switz. Did you know for 28 years, Abraham Lincoln experienced one failure after another? His business failed, he had a nervous breakdown at age 27, and lost nomination for Vice President of the United States. And yet, despite the setbacks, those and many others, in 1860, he went down in history as one of America's greatest presidents. So it seems that success is not the absence of failure. In other words, failure need not be final. Just because we fail sometimes in our achievements or in our daily life. We've got notable people like Walt Disney and Albert Einstein. They both knew the setback of failure. So no matter how badly or how many times we fail, we are not really failures, providing we get up one more time and have a go. It's about having a goal, isn't it? Having determination to achieve that goal. Faith in a living God really allows us to view life differently, and where we can say, well, even when I fail, God can restore my confidence and God can renew my hope, because with my faith in God, I am never a failure. Now, there's a German proverb that says, he who has never tasted what is bitter does not know what is sweet. That's true. I'm sure you've felt times of distress or failure. Other times you've been quite uplifted. But there are many issues of life when, and from the downside of life, we can learn lessons. The best-selling book and the film, Gone with the Wind, when the book came out, it was actually turned down previously by 38 publishers in a row. But the 39th publisher, the author was Margaret Mitchell, well, the 39th publisher turned the manuscript into one of the best-selling books of all time. We've heard of Sir Edmund Hillary, the first man to climb Mount Everest. And he failed the first time, and he tried to do so, but he refused to give up. And he used to say, Mount Everest, you beat me the first time, but I'll beat you the next time because you've grown all you're going to grow, but I'm still growing. And then in May 1953, Edmund Hillary, of course, scaled the mountain. Now, perhaps today you feel like you are a total failure. And everyone at some time feels the sting of failure. And it's hard because we want to be successful. We strive for success. Why? Well, probably because it gives us a sense of identity. And if we don't reach the success we aim for, we feel that we are a failure, and that can hurt. It affects how we view ourselves. We cannot always avoid failing. But what we can do, we can choose how to react. And it's like a hammer. A hammer can knock down or it can build up, and despite the best efforts, we will experience failure sometime. Now, for some, of course, failure is the end of the road. That's a moment that they may never overcome. So shattered are they. And for others, failure is a setback that offers opportunity there to reflect not only our own human frailty, but also the goodness of God. Because in God's economy, failure is never final. In fact, Robert Schuller wrote his book, which was a great seller, called Success is Never Ending, Failure is Never Final. And that's what the psalmist said in Psalm 145. The Lord is faithful to his promises. He is merciful in all his acts. He helps those who are in trouble. He lifts those who have fallen. You can read that, Psalm 145, verse 13 and 14. Now, what a tremendous statement of hope for those who feel they'll never fully recover from their failure. But the Bible tells us that God is with us. He can pick up the hammer of our failure, and he can use it in a way that we've never thought of, and he uses it to bring glory to himself. So if we can see our failure through God's eyes, it can be his way, in a mysterious way, of bringing discipline and order to our own lives, and in so doing, shaping our character. So the true measure of success or failure is in our relationship with God. So it's a mistake to focus on failure. Don't dwell on the failure. Let God do something instead in your life. Lord, we often worry about things, but you provide us with our needs. Lord, you say to us, fear not. And so, Lord, let us see the miracle of you working, and we thank you that we know that failure is never final. May that be so in our lives. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.